This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hello there. Welcome to episode number one of the fourth season of the Theremin 30 podcast. I started this project way back in April of 2019, and what a long, strange trip it has been. If you're new to this show, I do urge you to go back and listen to some great music and interesting interviews with a wide range of artists and experts from across the Theremin community and around the world. And if you've been along for the ride since the beginning, thank you for hanging with me. I appreciate your loyalty and support. Technically, it's still the month of April as I publish this episode, but I'm going to go ahead and call it the May 2022 edition of Theremin 30. I want to try to start putting out episodes a few days before the start of each month, if at all possible. And I want to apologize for my voice this time around. It's not too bad today, but I'm actually in my last day of quarantine with COVID-19. Fortunately, I had 4 doses of the vaccine before I was exposed, and the variant I caught hasn't been very rough on me so far. I think the worst of it's actually behind me, but I'm still a little rough around the edges. In this episode, I've got new music from 4 thereminists based right here in North America, but my interview guest joins me from the UK. Roy Palmer is the founder and administrator of the Theremini People Interest Group on Facebook. We'll be visiting about that group and about some of the features and challenges of Moog Music's very first digital theremin. Now let's get into the music. In just a few minutes, I'll play a new classical adaptation from Rob Schwimmer. But first, let's spin some theremin music with a twang to it. Canadian folk singer James Culleton has a super fun album for kids out this year. That's actually what it's called, Super Fun. And the current single features thereminist Kerry Latimer from Leaf Rapids. Here's a tour through the solar system called Zoom Zoom. Thank you.
He landed his spaceship on Earth, third planet from the sun. The only planet that had any life, he knew this was the one. With its core made of iron and he could breathe the air and walk its gravity. He finally found a home. No longer alone.
We started that set with Zoom Zoom by James Culleton featuring Kerry Latimer on theremin. Because it's been flagged as intended for children, I can't add the super fun YouTube video for Zoom Zoom on the Theremin 30 playlist, but I've shared a link to the video in this month's show notes. After that, we heard Elegy, composed by Modest Mussorgsky in 1874 as part of his Sunless Song Cycle, and reinterpreted by Rob Schwimmer just a few days ago. I've added Rob's music video for Elegy to the Theremin 30 playlist. Rob's an amazing musician on theremin, piano, and Hawken continuum. If you ever get a chance to see him perform live, I highly recommend that you do. He has a bunch of performances scheduled over the next few months, so be sure to catch him if he comes to your town. I will highlight a couple of his upcoming shows on the Theremin 30 calendar after this next break. Also, Vulva will soon release a new album called Gravity Is Your Friend, and I've got an exclusive sneak preview, so stay tuned. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. It's time now for a look at the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. The final weekend in April has live shows around the world featuring Sarah Rice, Rob Schwimmer, About Aphrodite, and Randy George. On May 7th, Itchy O has a show here in Denver, Colorado. It's officially sold out, but I understand there is a waiting list if you'd like to go. Torvald Jorgensen will be the featured thereminist for a live show called The Time Machine, with four performances in Bregenz, Austria on May 12th and 13th. On May 14th, Rob Schwimmer performs at the Gilmore International Piano Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. May 23rd is Bob Moog's birthday. He would have turned 88 this year. On May 28th, Robert Meyer's industrial rock band Schramm plays the Hard Metal Festival in Wittenberge, Germany. Also on the 28th, Yoko Onishi hosts her RCA Theremin Evening live on YouTube. For details about these events and more, check out the interactive calendar on theremin30.com. And if you have an event you'd like me to put on the calendar, send me all the details through the website, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And here's some breaking news. Moog Music has announced the release of a reimagined Etherwave Theremin. The latest version features a mute switch, a more manageable mic stand attachment, and other improvements, while retaining the best features of the Etherwave Plus, including CB outputs for connecting to analog synthesizers. Gregoire Blanc and The Octopus Project both have some demo recordings, and Ernesto Mendoza hosts a Spanish-language video preview of the new features. I have media links in this episode's show notes at theremin30.com. Vulva is the studio music project of multi-instrumentalist Rafael Marino. He'll release his second concept album, Gravity Is Your Friend, on May 6th, with both a digital release and a limited run of 100 vinyl copies, made possible with the help of SGAE, the Society of Spanish Authors and Publishers. And I happen to make a cameo appearance on this album as the voice of a news anchor. Now here's an exclusive world premiere of my favorite track on the album that does not include me. This is Vulva with Ether Surf.
Thank you.
That was Ether Surf by Vulva. You can stream and purchase the full album Gravity Is Your Friend starting May 6th. I want to publicly thank Rafael Marino for inviting me to be a small part of the album. It was fun to be involved and really quite an honor to be asked. Later in the show, I've got new music from Anna Glyph, and after this break, I'll talk about the Moog Theremin with Roy Palmer. So stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. It's been more than 8 years now since Moog Music unveiled the Moog Theremin, the first mass-market digital theremin. There hasn't been much of a support community formed around the instrument, but one theremin enthusiast in Nottingham, England, has set out to change that. Roy Palmer is the founder and administrator of the Theremin People Interest Group on Facebook that has quickly grown to more than 400 members. I visited with Roy a few days ago when my COVID voice was a bit worse than it is now. Roy Palmer, thank you so much for being on the Theremin 30 podcast.
Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You founded and lead a Facebook group called Theremin People. So I wanted to find out how you got that group going and what it's all about so listeners who play Theremin can find out about it and maybe get involved.
And I'm no great musician. I was a sound engineer for the best part of 30 years. So a kind of frustrated musician, always wanted to play something, and then decided to pick one of the hardest musical instruments in the universe to play. But I bought my theremin a few years ago. I saw a theremin in a music store. I'd seen a guy called Charlie Draper play and was thought, ooh, I'd quite like to do that. Mm-hmm. And then we happened to be in a music store, and there was a theremin. And I made some sounds. We bought it. Not wanting to criticize Moog at all, manuals only go so far. Had a couple of lessons, was fortunate enough to meet Lydia Kavanagh and have a workshop with her. But I noticed over a period of time that a sport among theremin players was theremin bashing.
Yeah.
I thought, well, this isn't fair. It's actually a pretty cool instrument and has some great sounds, great potential. But unfortunately, it has a lot of complex menu structures with it. And so I took it upon myself to A, get through those and find out how to get it to work and do what I wanted it to do. And then I thought, well, hang on a minute. There isn't a lot of help and resources out there. There didn't seem to be any Facebook pages, a couple of useful videos. So I thought, well, I'll have a go. I'll start a Facebook group. And it started to grow really quickly. And I was absolutely stunned. Just over a year now, it's been going probably a year and a half, I've just hit 422 members.
Wow.
But what was also really nice was because I'd been persevering and finding out how to make it work, Lydia Kavanagh invited me very kindly, and I was just totally stunned at this, to do an hour-long workshop on the theremin as part of her Theremin Academy. And that's kind of like a footballer meeting Pelé, or, you know, somebody meeting Freddie Mercury. The world's most amazing theremin player invited me to be part of her academy. It took me a few days to say yes, because I was terrified. And so what I did was kind of went back to the point I was at when I first got it, knowing nothing, and going through everything from literally putting the aerial in it to sticking it on a mic stand to making noises and so on. And the point behind it was to just help people.
I remember when I got my theremin, and I loved the sound, but I was so irritated with the mic stand jack. And it just baffled me that an American company would sell a theremin with a European mic stand jack and not include the adapter.
It is a bit like that. It has some wonderful bits and then some very frustrating bits. And this is the reason behind the group, is to say, hey, I'm over here, I can help you. Because there's some weird stuff. The antenna thing, it has this little hole in the top and you push the antenna in. That was the first thing I got wrong, was not pushing the antenna all the way in. And it just made the weirdest, crazy sound.
I did the same thing.
I think we all, it's one of those, you know, you get it out of the way quick. On the theremin, there are 32 presets. And when you rotate the preset control, each preset loads. But each preset loads with some kind of weird scale that if you're not a muso musician type person, you would go, what's it doing? And there'd be Ionian and something else and something else. You know, to me, I'm kind of like, you know, sound of music, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. So dug into the menus, found out how to undo that. Then this thing, which was discovered and is amongst all thereminis now, this thing called theremin mode. You see people tune a theremin so that they can play a certain number of notes from their shoulder to the antenna. Mm-hmm. Theremini mode makes it behave like that, but it takes a bit of finding. It's in the menus. Yeah. And then the menus, you couldn't go backwards, found that out. Being of a sound engineering background, I have a bit of a logical brain. And so I persevere and I stick at finding out what goes on behind the menus. And so I'm hoping that the resource is useful to people and that it helps them get the most from it. And so that when somebody says, oh, it's not a theremin, I can say, well, it is. And it makes some great noises.
Yeah, I remember when I first got mine, having some of the frustrations that we've just described. The problem was me. I couldn't figure it out through the instructions or through intuition or whatever. And I had a prejudice of what it should be like because of my previous experience with analog theremins. And this is a digital theremin. It's a different thing. And so you can't expect it to behave the way the analog theremins work. But I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. If there's an issue that I can't figure out, and I know that other people are having the same problem, that helps me. Between the different ideas in the group, somebody is going to come up with the workaround or the solution to the problem.
The members who are in it now are sharing ideas. It's got to a point now where all I do is every now and again, I just chuck a bit of content in. And but people share ideas. They answer other people's questions. Mm-hmm. And then every now and again, I run a chat group about a dozen or more people just get together. But it's just, again, a chance for people who've got a theremin to talk about their own experiences, ask questions, maybe even play something. It's not about being the best musician you can be. There's no competitive nature to this group at all. It's about a group of people who have a theremin, want to get on with it, want to make the most of it, and meet other people. I mean, you know, bizarre. I now have an international fan base, which I never dreamed I would ever have.
And you've also been brave enough to go ask questions from the experts. You've been in contact with our mutual friend, Dorrit Chrysler, who's probably the leading proponent of the theremin. And you've also contacted Moog a few times to get specific answers to questions.
Dorrit, of course, and Lydia both appear on the Moog site, playing thereminis. And they were both kind enough to be guests on one of the chats. And Dorrit makes some amazing sounds with her theremin and has actually played it at CERN, the Hadron Collider, underground. Wow, what a gig that was. And she just gave tips and advice, took you through just the basics of calibration. You have to kind of tune to the room you're in. Mm-hmm. Your body is part of the instrument. Even though you don't touch it, you are in this electromagnetic ether field or whatever you want to call it. And it's just a case of taking your time, calibrating it so that when you move, you get some sounds that you can control. Mm-hmm. And Moog have been very helpful. They recently let me know about an update to the theremin editor, which is a whole new ball game. And there's a whole load of stuff about the theremin editor on the Facebook group too. Because the other thing that is on the site too is you can create your own sounds with the theremin. And people have been sharing their presets. We had a group meeting a while back where we were trying to create a cello-like sound, and a couple of people came up with possible presets. They're on the Facebook page. All the manuals are on the Facebook page. How to find the manuals in the editor, how to get the most out of the editor, because if you combine the editor and the theremin, suddenly you've got kind of 64 presets available at any one time, or you can create your own sounds. It was all about recognizing the instrument as a musical instrument in its own right, giving other people the opportunity to learn from my mistakes, but also share their own info.
There's probably thousands of theremin owners out there right now, and it seems like a lot of people are still buying them because it's one of the least expensive, most accessible mass-produced theremins on the market.
It's particularly interesting that even now that Moog have brought out a Clarivox, which is, by comparison, what, 4 or 5 times the price of a theremin is still there on their site available for sale.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. And be sure to let me know of any of your future chat sessions, and I'll put them on our calendar.
I think you're doing an amazing thing yourself, that people can go along, hear theremin players, theremin music. It's one of the oldest electronic musical instruments around, and it is such a beautiful quality of sound and such an expressive instrument that it's great to see people getting involved and listening to it. So thanks for inviting me.
If you have an interest in the Moog theremin, whether you own one of the instruments or not, you're welcome to join Roy's group. Just search for theremin people on Facebook. I also have a link in this episode's show notes at theremin30.com. Now let's finish this episode with a lovely new single from Anna Glyph. The song is about imposter syndrome, something that I think most of us have experienced in our musical pursuits. The track features a Moog Clarivox, a Moog grandmother synthesizer, and some Eurorack synth gear. Here is Anna Glyph with Imposters. That was Anna Glyph with a track called Imposters. Check out the charming and kind of haunting stop-motion video for that song on the Theremin YouTube playlist. And with that, it's time to wrap up this season premiere episode of the Theremin 30 podcast. Thanks to James Culleton and Carrie Latimer, Rob Schwimmer, Vulva, and Anna Glyph for allowing me to play their music in the show. Please support them by purchasing music downloads, attending their performances, and following them on social media. And special thanks to Roy Palmer for telling us all about the theremin people on Facebook. And as always, thanks to the listeners who support this podcast with one-time and monthly donations. If you enjoy Theremin 30, please tell your friends about it. And if you have original music to share, tell me about it. You can reach me through the website or social media. I'm your host, Rick Reed. I'll see you again soon, somewhere in the ether.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.